3, 2, 1.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
I'm Todd Riches. We're on location.
That's right.
Just Riches Advertising Agency's mini ramp.
It's somewhere in California. We want to first start off by saying thank you to all of those who have served. Memorial Day is a day to remember your service and your dedication to this country. So thank you to all of those who served. Now let's get into it. As you all know, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. So we're going to take this day off, but we're recording it
This is Friday.
This is a different day.
This is earlier.
So we want you guys to enjoy your Memorial Day. We're at a backyard mini ramp, and we're going to get into it. We got Zeke skating. We got Neil Mims skating. We got a bunch of really fun, cool guests in the lobby waiting for us right now. Our sponsors are you ready?
Go.
Adventure.io.
Adventure.io.
Yep. K2 Snowboarding. Yep, right there.
You want me to read that one?
Oh, yeah. Panic and Coffee and Tea. You were supposed to read it.
Chemistry Surfboards. We do these in order so they can do the graphics.
You online. That's right.
New Greens, because we blew it and forgot them last week. But New Greens, we got that this week.
Yeah.
Sure. What else we got? Nanocraft CBD.
Beneath. Always with us.
Underwear. Wearing your Beneath shirt. You're kitted.
Doubled up with the Beneath gear. Don't forget, on the Beneath website, hit the code Monday, you get some money off. Great for Father's Day. And last but not least, Super 73 Bikes. Todd Rowe, his here.
Mine's here.
Todd Rowe's his
here. I ride it everywhere.
That's right. Well, check it out. So this being a special edition, we're going to have guests coming in and out in person, as you see behind us, and also via satellite. So we're going to start the session. Why don't you go skateboard and we'll talk to you.
If you'd like to see some dad slam, you've tuned into the right spot right now. This is where it gets really aggressive.
Yeah, Todd's going to get a quick skate lesson from one of the best skate coaches in the business, Neil Mims, who we'll talk to in a minute. And now we're going to welcome our first guest. He was on the show last week. His name is Lee, a.k.a. Freckleface. We wanted to bring him in to potentially get some Trek requests for Todd. Hey, how you doing, Lee? What's up? We wanted to bring you back because we knew that you were one of the judges for X Games Real Street. So who better to tell us two tricks for Todd Richards to do right now with the help of Zeke, with the help of Neil Mims, professional skate coach. Give us two tricks Todd can learn first try right now. Go ahead.
Is Neil coaching him?
Neil's coaching him right here. One of the best coaches in the business.
Neil is one of the best. I want to see this one. A blunt kickflip in. Neil Mims can do those every single time.
Wow. Yeah. He just got called out for the
I want to see it.
Signature trick.
Remember me from 20 years ago.
Right. All right. Neil Mims, this is his signature trick. I just saw this on a recent Steve-O broadcast. Neil Mims was, would you say you and Steve-O, you had a notorious party history for a while there? They had a good run, and you could see Neil on Steve-O's latest show where he destroys expensive things. Neil did this very trick on the mini ramp that was built in Steve-O's apartment. And that was probably done at 3 a.m. Here's the setup. Call the action, Lee.
Okay, we got a little back and forth speed. Okay.
That was a good first try.
That looked like that a 45-year-old attempt right there. That's what that looked like to me.
We'll give you three tries there.
Three tries there.
He needs it to be a little bit warmer. Like he's used to like skating in Florida. So just to turn up the heat over there.
We're not quite sweaty enough back here right now. So Lee, you're a part of the last podcast, X Games Real Street. And you have a couple of awards yourself. But tell us this weekend, Memorial Day, you always seem to have something fun planned as we watch behind us. This is Neil, you're gonna make it.
The original plan was to cook a baby pig because I have the China cooker Cuban style.
Okay.
I don't have anybody to come over and eat it though.
Well, we're just right now. We're about 6 feet apart. We're kind of like easing into it. You saw Todd and I were about 2 feet apart, so it's all opening up. Freckle Face Farms will be open soon for business.
Thank the Lord.
The blunt nose grab there. All right, we're going to give you one more trick for Neil's signature move.
One more try.
This is for you. Award winning.
Come on, Todd. Cheer him on.
Wow, that looked easy.
I told you.
Crackle, we'll be checking in with you later. That's Neil Mims right there. That's my coach.
Yeah, Neil.
All right. Hey, have a good Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you later.
Bye, guys. Good stuff.
Thank you, Crackle, for coming in there. Holy crap. That was insane. How the hell did you do that?
That was epic. Oh.
Wow. Wow.
That was
dad bod and all.
Dad bod.
That looked so easy. Yeah. All right, what else we got? Let's.
All right, so there's our show for the week.
Jesus, I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that. You want to bring Grant in?
We'll see.
Instant replay. I'm just watching footage of myself right here. We got Grant Cotter joining us.
What up?
Oh, this is fun. What up? Grant Cotter is in the building. Grant Cotter, an incredible, hilarious comedian from just up north.
Oh.
Yeah, just crossed the Orange County line.
There's this Grant. Is the first interaction with people I've had in 72 days, and I felt like I should dress up, so I put on my nice clean hat for today.
Oh, sweet. Thank you so much.
What are you wearing below the belt? That's the question.
Well, I just went to the bank, so I have on real shorts, but I've been wearing basketball shorts for way too long.
Right. You put your bank shorts on. I like it.
Yeah, my nice cargo shorts.
Hey, Grant, last time we talked, you were actually planning a really fun tour of Southern California with some not only really funny people, but from some great skateboarders. That plan has been pushed off a little bit. But tell us about the comedy landscape right now. We had Joe Sib on the show last week, and he's been doing shows from his closet, or his wife's closet, I should say.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you? I know you're heavy involved on the internet, on the phone, on these types of things, but tell us about the comedy landscape right now. Where are we at?
Dude, it's depressing. It's like there's no end in sight for it, because all the comedy clubs are shut down because they don't want to, one, put their employees at risk, put their guests at risk, or put the comics at risk. So they're just like, we have no idea when we're going to open. And it sucks. There are some clubs in Texas that have opened up, and Utah. But then as like a comic, it's like, oh, I got to get on an airplane. I got to stay in a hotel. I got to go perform on these shows, which are at like, you know, maybe 30% capacity. You know, a room that seats 250, they'll have, you know, like 40 people in there. So it's scary. It's crazy. And I don't know. Over these past 72 days, I've become my dad. I'm getting fat. I just sit and snack all day. I watch TV. I'm wearing a hat. I keep trying to cut my hair, and it's not coming out good. I have like a Tony Hawk and like 87 kind of a vibe right now.
But you got the Hawk flop.
Dude, you know, I'm feeling it right here. Take me to Del Mar right now, dude.
I'm down for it. So what have you been doing to keep the tools sharp, to keep those comedy wits about you, and you know, practice? What have you been doing to practice?
Mainly just trolling people on the internet, and you know, my girlfriend does not think I'm funny anymore, so she's not a good audience. I don't know, because the world is so heavy around like coronavirus and every crazy thing that's going on, it's hard to really separate funny things. So I don't even know what I've been doing.
We don't know what's funny anymore.
I know.
And, I know you've been skating a long time. Do you have a trick request? How do you say the word request?
Trick. Just like request. You said it.
A trick request. Do you have a trick request for one of these fine gentlemen behind us? What's your go-to mini ramp trick? I could have one of them try to recreate this.
Well, I can't do it, but it's one I want to see.
Okay.
Let me see a 360 flip backside 5-0.
Anybody got a tray flip backside 5-0?
Wow!
Do you have anything? Do you have anything slightly more intermediate level?
Blunt kickflip.
How about a kickflip?
I'll try to trade flip.
No, blunt to kickflip out.
Neil just did a blunt kickflip out. That's funny that you should mention that. That's his signature trick. I got one for you. How about a frontside flip from a guy predominantly known for his surfing aerials, but he's got frontside flips. He's had them on lock for the last 3 weeks. This is Zeke right here.
Let's see it.
That was just a big ollie for you right there. A little warm up.
Oh! And he's doing it the Musco way, the in between the legs.
For us right there. Hell yeah, Grant. Well, we wanted to jump in here and just get a comedy update for our Panicking Nerd News segment. Give me your gut feeling. When will we see Grant Cotter live on stage again?
Dude, well, I'm about to start doing some, like, illegal shows. You know, if you got 10 friends that want to come out and sit 6 feet apart, I'll drive down there right now.
Hey, but you know we're down.
As far as, like, a real comedy club, I really don't know, because I feel like every time they give you a date, they push it back another month, but hopefully before the end of the year.
All right, well, hey, let's do this. Let's get the band back together. Maybe we could do some kind of back alley outdoor, you know, just bootleg comedy show in an alley somewhere.
Dude, I'm down. Or put me, I'll perform in the middle of that mini ramp right now. People doing front side flips around.
Do this. Thank you so much, Grant Cotter, for joining us here on this special edition of the Monday Mass. We love you, Grant.
I love you too, man. Later.
All right, there you go. Grant Cotter giving us the comedy update. And I think it's, do we have anyone else in the waiting room right now? You got Chris Cantori? Perfect, bring him in.
What do you mean? On the show now?
You're on the show. Got a new co-host here, Neil Mims. Hey, what's up? We got a legend right here, Chris Cantori, joining us.
So what Chris up, my man?
For those of you guys out there listening and watching, Cantori is not only a San Diego radio icon, but he is also the founder, owner of You Online, and we have a big announcement today. Cantori has a new podcast with the one and only Jonathan Wayne Freeman. Give us the scoop on this brand new podcast. We're very excited about this.
Yeah, for sure. Can you hear me okay? Because my audio is a little janky.
We're good. You're good over here.
Okay, good to know. Yes, my dear friend Jonathan Wayne Freeman, as you know, is the surfing comedian. The two of us have teamed up in association with the Kook of the Day Instagram feed, and we're starting a podcast called Dude Stew, which is going to tackle all the issues of coming to midlife and living through midlife as a dude, the ups and downs, trials and tribulations, the headaches, the concerns, the dad bods, the vasectomy, the erectile dysfunction, the mental health issue, you name it, addiction, we'll tackle it.
I have four of the five things you just mentioned right there. So
I've got all of them, and you'll definitely be a guest in a forthcoming episode.
I will be tuning in for sure. So, Cantori, I know that you've been very busy through the quarantine. You're doing a bunch of your own shows. You got Cantori and You. You're running youonline.com, and now you got this new podcast. But I know you've also done some socio-political commentary, walking around your neighborhood, exposing neighborly shaming. What's the best example of neighborly shaming that you've seen through this?
Yeah, usually it's just people who opt to wear masks, you know, in public, which I totally get and have no problem with. But I had a situation where I was trying to do the responsible thing and wear a mask, and somebody called me a sheeple, Chris.
Oh.
And I didn't know how to respond, so I got a little aggressive, but I tried to make my way to the individual but couldn't see him because my glasses fogged up, and I got disoriented and fell to the ground.
So you can't win. If you're wearing a mask, you're a sheep. If you're not, you're an asshole for not wearing one.
Exactly. So it's a constant battle, but at the end, the most important thing is, I'll be honest with you, Chris, is that I'm at In-N-Out right now.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, I'm in line at In-N-Out, and that's the biggest thing that I've experienced today.
When is this new podcast dropping, and where can we find it?
Next week. It drops officially next week. And you can find us for the time being on Instagram. Just check out Dude Stew Show. Dude Stew Show on Insta, and then we'll get you all dialed in.
We got
Dude Stew going. Thank you so much, Cantori. Love you. I'll call you personally after this.
Love what you do, boys.
All right, buddy.
You.
All right. I got an idea.
What?
Why don't you come over here? You talk to Neil.
Hold on, I got
to. Oh, you're doing it. Neil's actually coaching Todd right now.
Oh, no. Actually, he's teaching me something.
He's teaching you a trick? All right, well, we're going to watch this clip right here. Talk us through. Todd Richards needs a 7. No, he needs a 75.
All right, you go up there.
That's Todd.
I'll be back.
You got Julian Martin in here?
He's not here.
Oh, he's gone. Hey, Julian. We had a famous photographer in here.
What else?
We were going to talk about shooting models and like how to shoot models from 6 feet apart, but he's gone.
Oh, Julian.
We still love Julian. Julian, Julian. Yeah. Why don't you, Neil, come down here and talk to Todd.
Yeah, let's talk about.
Come on, you gotta work.
Chris is gonna go skate. Did you do surf news already?
No.
Oh. Did you do surf news?
Hey,
let's
do
skate news. We got Neil here.
Are you guys ready for surf news?
Okay, you do surf. All right, I'll do surf news.
Zeke, you come down here for surf news. You guys go up.
We'll get our clips. Hold on, Zeke's gonna make this front side.
All right, Zeke's gotta make this front side flip before we can start surf news, which is presented by Chemistry Surfboards. This is pretty cool because we had Zeke on the show a couple weeks ago and we talked about motocross. We talked about, this is kind of like prime quarantine time, but now we're all a little bit more free. And so I want to have Zeke back on here. Not only the NanoTrack team rider right there, one of our sponsors, we got Buell, San Diego, Rain, which I'm wearing here, and Rusty. And we Low Tide Skate Mafia Best Pizza and Brew. Fully sponsored up right here. I wanted to talk to Zeke about this surfboard. This is a Zeke model from Rusty. And while it does look kind of like your standard high performance shortboard, there's some hidden tricks. Some hidden tricks in this board. So Zeke, hold this board up to the camera. You tell us some of the hidden tricks that are found on this board.
So yeah, we kind of started off with like a normal shortboard, like a standard shape for me, which is like a little shorter and wider. So this thing's 5'5". And what I love the most is like after good sessions on it, the deck kind of concaves in like naturally, and I put a front stall pad on it. But for these first Zeke models, we had Rusty himself like do a deck concave like a certain distance in the front of the board where I usually put my foot so that you already have the deck concave, like a skateboard feel. And then it just goes deeper from there, and it works great for like front stop pads. And then we have a wider squash tail on the back, which I love for airs. And then what we even just started messing around with the last couple of weeks was a winged squash tail, which is actually going to be like the Zeke 2.0, which we're kind of playing with right now. And I don't have that board with me. Broke it, unfortunately, but
jumping off something probably.
Yeah, doing some airs, but we got another one coming, so I'll show you guys that soon. But yeah, they're pretty much like epoxy, fun, like small wave boards, and they work good in all conditions. And yeah, I've been loving them for airs. So.
Oh yeah, we've been seeing the clips. So check it out. This guy runs with pretty fast crowd, you know, skaters, snowboarders, and I'm gonna put him on the spot here. Who is the best all around? Crossover guy. So we had Scheckler surfing the other day in San Clemente. Surf and skate with Sergente a lot. Judd Hinkies, who surf and skate with a lot. So who's the best all arounder out of that whole crew? Throw a name out there. Everyone else is under the bus.
It's a toss up between Brock Crouch and Judd Hinkies. Lately Judd's been throwing down some huge airs.
Surfing.
Like huge slob grab, tweak slob airs, like big full rotations. If you go look at his Instagram, he has like a clip of him getting a crazy good backside barrel from yesterday morning. And there's a couple clips from like last week where he's doing some big airs. And Judd's been blowing my mind. Like Brock's always been nuts surfing and like did contests with me growing up. And Brock's like tapped, but Judd's like blowing up right now surfing. And I think they're the best all around surf, skate, and snow. And Brock's even riding motos, like with Axel Hodges ripping.
The quad force. Thank you. Hey, we can high five again. I got hand sanitizers right over there. Don't worry about it. We're all good. We cleared each other up. So, keep skateboarding. Get that front side flip. And let's talk about some surf news that we had lined up for you, actually. So, want to hit up the mothership. Are you ready for a surf news pass by? We ready for a surf news pass by? All right, here we go. There's a brand new film out there. It's called Undone. Have you heard of Undone featuring Laura Enever?
No, but let's check out this clip right now.
So Laura Enever surfs waves that are 8 to 12 times bigger than any waves Todd and I have ever surfed combined.
Or the desire.
Or the desire to. So this is a new film that actually follows Laura, not to like to focus on the fact that she's a big wave surfer, but it follows her path from CT surfer to big wave surfer. And guess where her path started?
Where?
Shipsterns.
Oh, great.
That's an easy place to start your big wave career.
It's
right?
Wonderful place.
Shipsterns. So this film is out now.
There's been like a lot of really good women-specific movies, like Ray Carissa's movie that just came out. We also had
Malia Manuel Metamorphosis, a free surfing film. But this one from Laura right here, this is basically a year of her going around the world, pushing her limits, charging. She's so tiny too. To see a tiny little thing like that going over the ledge at Shipsterns. Laura, you're a badass. You rule.
Taking the lip to the head.
All right, moving on. Just a couple things that you have to see. Griffin Colapinto, raw tapes from Bali. What do you think of Griffin surfing? What do you think his chances are of becoming a future world champ?
I think it's great. His chances are great.
This is what two sessions at Griffin Colapinto at Karama looks like.
Karama. Griffin's, he's such a, gosh. How's that alley-oop?
It was almost. So these are from his raw tapes, Bali. Griffin is basically perfectly suited for Karamas. I feel like he is the next kind of in line of the Andy Irons-ish. He doesn't party like Andy did, thankfully, but he kind of surfs like him. So that means that he's got huge, huge things in front of him. Todd's just
kind of mesmerized agape
right now. Aghast.
Don't ever say gape.
Don't say gaping, Todd. So this is, you're not going to show you the whole thing. We just wanted to make you aware that Griffin Colapinto absolutely rules.
Wow.
And what else we got here? Oh, we got your current world number one, Matt Banting, back at it. He wants things to fire back up.
Matty Banting's back in the picture.
Well, right now he's sitting at the top of the QS ratings, which is kind of crazy because there's no contest, so he's got to just sit on top and wait for things to fire up again.
In the glory.
Yeah, here's Matt right here, and he was basically well on his way to qualifying or this early in the year.
Hey, what's up? Back. You know, more importantly, Chris, you were just talking to our friends out there in Palm Springs.
Our fingers are crossed. We spoke very highly of what Blair Conklin was doing at the Palm Springs Surfing Club, and hopefully we're going to get that invite.
We can find ourselves out there.
We're going to host this show from there. All right, moving on. Okay. Todd, this is not good news.
What's up?
2 days ago, 22 surfers were arrested down in Mexico. This is from Beach Grit.
Do you hear about this?
I don't know if you guys have never.
22 surfers arrested in Mexico.
Down there surfing.
One of your friends was there?
In Baja Malibu.
Come over here. Come back over here. You're not off work yet.
We're filming a clip of me. First hand info. Yeah.
Taking a break from filming. So wait, tell us what happened to these 22 surfers down in Mexico.
A friend said that he was surfing close by and pretty much like the Fredo Alleys pulled up and just saw a large crowd of people at a peak, and they were kind of like grouped together, and there's a lot of people on the beach as well. And so they just zoomed in on them, like zoned in on them and arrested them when like miles down the way, there was tons of other surfers, and everybody who lives down there and has been surfing every day, and he said it's kind of just like whatever you can get away with.
He almost got away with that trick.
Jack, close out.
Well, yeah, thank you for this report, Beach Grit. If you've never heard of Beach Grit, this is a little surf blog, Beach Grit. Have you heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're based somewhere around here. I don't know. If you see a guy with white linen trousers walking down the beach with a retro fish, that's Beach Grit. We love you guys. Thank you for that. All right, that was surf news.
What's up next?
You got skate news. Oh, this is actually great for this guy. I'm going to go skate. You talk about skate news because Woodward is reopening.
Okay, yes. Next week, Woodward is reopening. The Park City facility there is about to reopen, and that's kind of good news for everyone that lives around in Utah. Of course, there's a lot of new parameters put in place for social distancing and being able to do it smartly. The details have yet to drop as far as like what's really going to happen with that, as far as like how many kids, what parts of facilities are going to be open. Is it just going to be the outside skate plaza? Because remember, Woodward Park City had that giant concrete pour that was outside. that no one's really even skated yet because it was winter there, and now that it's warming up, all the snow has melted off, and they've made it so that this is going to be a great summer. But there's going to be little exceptions to the rule as far as like how they're going to do it. So details will be coming in the next week. We'll have more information on that as it comes out. And also, Chris, what was that news about the Figgy's crew getting busted?
Mount Soledad.
Okay, so Mount Soledad has a memorial up there for war veterans. And on the news here in San Diego just yesterday, apparently some dudes were trying to session it and trying to skate, you know, someone doing a hard flip off of that war memorial. But that was like a big deal to some people down here, and especially over Memorial Day, and how, you know, a lot of people took it as disrespecting the war memorial. You can understand. I mean, that's like, there's a lot of pride that goes into keeping that memorial up at Mount Soledad as pristine as possible, because it does, you know, it's the last, it's the last memory of a lot of these veterans. And you see, you can see the footage right there of someone trying to get some tricks off that. Just go get tricks somewhere else. You know, there's plenty of other, you know, gaps and over, and you got to respect the people that laid down everything for the United States, especially over the Memorial Day weekend, or just in general. You respect the vets. They're the ones that are the reason that we can be out here skateboarding and doing whatever we want. So anyway, that was big news. Chris, what else is in skate news? Neil Mims is in skate news. We have Neil Mims. We've been talking to him.
Why don't you interview Neil?
Yeah, Neil's gonna come down here in 2 seconds. What are you gonna do? Okay, Neil's gonna do a nose blunt right now. We accidentally talked him into doing it earlier because he posed one, and then we had made him do it. So there we go. Neil Mims, inside nose blunt. So far today, Mims showed up and thought it was just going to be a dad session. And so far, he's been talked into doing a blunt kickflip and a nose blunt out of nowhere. When you showed up here today, did you expect to be throwing down a blunt kickflip and a nose blunt?
Blunt kickflip, no. Nose blunt, sometimes I know I'm more comfortable with. It's still fun to do. I haven't done it in a long time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Neil Mims. He is a skate mentor, also borderline/ coach. What else would you? I don't know. Borderline.
You're trying not to use that terminology,
yeah,
aren't you?
I'm trying to keep it.
It's okay.
So,
coach, mentor, I'm fine with it.
So Neil has been taking a lot of skaters under his wing over the past years by doing the Neil Mims Skate Academy, also running the Academy Skate Park here for a little bit that turned into the CATF down here. Yeah. But you know, you've had an impact on a lot of the young skaters that are coming up here in Encinitas and in around Southern California. What's it like transitioning from pro skate career to now being like someone that can be, you know, a guiding light for some of these kids that are coming up to do, you know, maybe not fall into some traps that the sport has?
Yeah. And thank you, Todd. I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for having me. Yeah, I think, after the skate career,
Hold up 1 second. We got a straight-up dump truck. These are the pitfalls of filming a live show. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's cool. Thankfully, I went through my own little demise with, some addiction issues, and was able to climb out of it. And that's when I came out of that, I thought, since I wasn't so much of one of the good examples in skateboarding for a while, that I wanted to live a different life, of course, you know, and be a better example for the youth and skateboarders in general, because we need it, you know.
Yeah.
There's a couple different sides of skateboarding, and I just wanted to be on that positive side and help inspire kids in a positive light that you can do it, and you don't have to succumb to the pitfalls. Yeah. There you go. The pitfalls of some of the crews that are out there, you know, that are skating, and no disrespect to them. It's to each their own, you know, but it's cool. I'm in a good position now, and I'm thankful and have a good life being able to, you know, help the youth and help some of the older generation as well.
Well, skating's in such a different spot than it was back when you were coming up, and, you know, most notably with the addition of the Olympics. I mean, this year, obviously, because of the whole pandemic thing, was pushed on next summer. So you've been working with a couple athletes really closely and basically just kind of like, I don't know, I guess sharpening the tools that they already have in the shed to really make a run at it and put on the best performance they can. Tell me about a couple of people that you've been working with.
Yeah, one is Jagger Eaton, and he covers all solid spectrums, you know, transition, street side of things. And, you know, of course, I'm not teaching him anything new. He's got his own set of skills, and he's incredible. He's got amazing board control in both areas. But the key is to help guide him through competitions, help him strategize runs. Fortunately, I've been a judge as well, you know, and I had to pick and choose, you know, my job positions because I can't judge and do that. So I came over here because I already had the mentoring and coaching thing. And it's just cool to be there to lift them up when they fail, so to speak, or, you know, they don't make a full run, or if they do really well, you know, how to do that humbly, mm-hmm. you know, and keep their cool and just be cool with everybody. And then Nicole Haas, I work with, she's awesome. She's got a great attitude all the way around. And Minestess is another one, you know. It's just about being supportive and being encouraging when they need it, mm-hmm. getting them pumped up, letting them know they can do it, and letting them know it's okay to fail sometimes, right. you know, and that's fine. And we move on, you know, just be extra encouraging and help them strategize and hopefully get them to a spot where they can get on the podium. And I'd like to be a part of that.
Well, it's rad. I mean, it's like, look, you're great. Like when we grew up coming up in the sports, like coaching, to have a coach was like the lamest thing ever. And it's rad to see that mold being shattered. And it's not like the coaching part of it's one thing, but it's really like I've been there. This is how you navigate life in this, you know, sport.
Yeah, and even outside of this sport, we all need help. We all need mentorship on the sidelines, regardless of what it's in, you know. That's been going on since humans have been around, pretty mm-hmm. much, is, you know, sharing your experience, strength, and hope with each other, and hoping that you can overcome certain obstacles in your life. And, you know, the word, the term coach is similar to the calling skateboarders athletes, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. you said that too. And it's another thing. Skateboarders were never called athletes,
right.
and mentors were never called coaches, but we've all had it. You know, the older guys did it to me when I was younger. It was just in a different way. You know, here's a beer, smoke this, don't smoke that, whatever. Yeah. And do your trick. But
yeah,
it was
a different time. And now here we are with, you know, moving forward and pushing towards the Olympics next year. So thanks for joining us here. What's next? You've already been called out into a blunt kickflip.
Yeah, but I was happy to do that.
You guys at home, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch the 9 Club episode with Neil Mims. It's probably one of the most inspirational things I've ever seen. You want to talk about, like, it's – how long is it? It's like 3.5 hours long.
It's a 3 hour
session. But it's, like, sure. riveting. It's – it's insane. But
I'm
stoked, man. It's rad. It's to see that and have some context of where Neil is now. It's insane. So go and watch it.
But thank you.
Go
thank
do tricks.
You.
Go,
yeah.
Go do tricks now. All right. Well, that was
– you're very welcome.
So that was Skate News. Chris, you have anything else for Skate News? Chris, what else?
I know. Oh, there's a new Lakai Mike Carroll shoe out. It's a throwback to the future.
Okay, so Lakai has a new Mike Carroll shoe out. It's a throwback to the future. Also, did you see that you see Aaron? Whoa. Zeke's kind of like going – he's on one right now. What? Oh! See, if you were a dad, you'd still be on the ground. You wouldn't be getting up right now.
We got that.
Got it.
All right, so –
we got our first legit slam right there.
That was good. All right, so we move on to skate news.
No,
snow news.
Snow news.
That was
not a dad's thing.
Wow, that was
heavy duty slam.
That was heavy beefage.
Because if it was a dad slam like that, I'd still be laying there.
Yeah, we'd still be there.
That's the difference.
You have like a slams like montage at the end of this.
Snow News is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding, as always.
What?
You used to ride for Sims, right?
I did.
Sims was your first big
Sims
sponsor.
Was my very first sponsor.
All right. Sims has a new clip out. It's called Sims Promo Tape. What do you know about the new reimagined Sims?
Sims Snowboards has been through several versions over the years. There was when I rode for Sims, there was Vision Sims, there was Sims that came back with you know, Neil Drake and Chris Swires and all these different guys. And now, you know, fast forward to 2020, Sims is back. They're backed by a Japanese company, and
there's some of the most, you know, talented young upstarts in snowboarding. You got John Jackson's on there.
Okay.
You know, these are legit dudes, and they're putting out some insane footage. So it's rad to see that Sims is actually back again for round 8.
I like it.
Round 8, round 9.
Yeah, we're watching it. There's something about the original Sims rainbow logo.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. And Tom Sims was a visionary. He was the one that brought the original skateboard style to snowboard.
Well, I think that's that'll give people a little bit of their snow fix. Do you have any other snow news?
Well, yeah, like Mount Hood is open, as we said last week. I've got a lot of friends that have been riding Mount Bachelor. Austin Smith, he was on the show last week.
Yeah.
He actually did get the Willy Wonka golden ticket. He made it up there on the hill. And all I've heard from anyone that's gone up is just like, it's really cool to be able to go back and have a little bit of normalcy.
Right. And so with Woodward opening any minute now, basically, depending on when you watch this, that also means that potentially the summer snowboarding camps are going to open as well, right?
In some capacity. I think it's still a little bit early to figure out what that really is and looks like. But, you know, there's still snow to be hiked. Mount Hood is open. We don't know what's going to happen with High Cascade snowboard camp, but at this point, you can still go ride, so let's take it piece by piece.
All right.
And that's how we'll do it.
Bit by bit. Well, I think that's it for snow news.
Okay, that's it.
But I think that's it for this whole damn podcast. And we want all of you guys to enjoy this Memorial Day. And
remember, kids, always.
Well, yeah, we are being responsible during this session.
Lube it or lose it is what the kids say,
none of us have kissed each other yet. The day is young. Who knows? But we want to say thank you to all of those who have served on this Memorial Day. And we want to thank everybody out there for making Monday Mass the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to us.
Don't worry about it.
When I say we want to thank everybody for making this the best podcast, I just mean Todd and I. Because
yeah.
Nobody else says that.
Neil and Zeke put in. There's some real college tries.
Yeah. Zeke's like dying. Zeke's trying to die to be on this podcast right there. Give him another try. Got one more frontside flip for next year. Oh, no, people are slamming.
At all.
We don't want any more.
Wow.
All right, we're gonna skate you out.
That was impressive.
Thank you for watching and joining. We're gonna skate for a little bit, and you guys can sign off. Everything.